taken from the book The Mystical City of God, Incarnation, Book 2, Chapter 8. Our Lady tells us to strive to imitate her in speech.
My daughter, in all thy discourse on my life, and in each of the chapters and mysteries so far rehearsed, thou wilt find the admirable providence of the Most High, and his fatherly love toward me, his humble servant. Although human capacity cannot fully penetrate and estimate the admirable works of such high wisdom, yet it must venerate it with all its powers, and must seek to participate in the favors which the Lord showed me by striving to imitate me. For mortals must not think that only for my sake and in me God wished to show himself as holy, powerful, and infinitely good. It is certain that if any or all of the souls would entrust themselves to the direction and government of this Lord, they would soon experience that same fidelity, punctuality, and most sweet efficacy with which His Majesty arranged all things that touched upon His honor and service in my life. They would likewise taste those delightful and divine emotions which I felt in relying upon His most holy will, nor would they fail to receive the abundance of His gifts, which are enclosed as in an infinite ocean within His divinity. And just as the waters of the ocean rush forth wherever they find a suitable opening, so the graces and blessings of the Lord overflow upon rational creatures when they are well disposed and do not hinder their course. This truth is hidden to mortals because they do not stop to ponder and consider the works of the Almighty. I desire thee to study this truth, to write it within thy heart, and to learn from my own actions the secret workings of thy own interior, so that thou understand what goes on within thee. Also that thou practice ready obedience and subjection to others, always preferring the good counsel of others to thy own insight and judgment. Thou must carry this to such a point that, in order to obey thy superiors and thy spiritual directors, thou take no notice of what thou foreseest will happen contrary to their expectations, just as I, when I knew that what my holy spouse Joseph expected would not happen on our journey to Bethlehem. And even when some equal or inferior command thee such things, be silent and hide thy better foreknowledge. Perform all that is no sin or imperfection. Listen to all with attention and silence, that thou mayest learn, in speaking be very slow and reserved, for in this consist prudent and careful intercourse. Always bear in mind that thou ask the blessing of the Lord for all that thou wishest to undertake, in order that thou mayest not wander from what is pleasing to him. Whenever thou hast an opportunity, ask also the permission and blessing of thy spiritual father and director, so that thou mayest not fall short of the greatest merits and perfections in thy works, and in order that thou mayest also give me the pleasure which I desire of thee.